Yo, people, welcome to the Treehouse Podcast. Myself, Walshy, and we've got RJ here with us today. What you tell me, bro?
Yeah, man, good, bro.
Good, yeah? Thank How's you for having me. No worries, fam. How's lockdown treating you?
Do you know what? To be fair, bro, it's not affected me the way it's affected a lot of other people.
Yeah.
I'm still working, so I've still got an income. And to be fair, bro, I'm someone who, I like my own time anyway. I'm not here, there and everywhere, you know, do certain things, and I've still been able to do a lot of them. So, obviously, it's meant I can't see certain people as much as I'd like to and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's been all right.
Yeah.
I have had COVID, though.
Have you?
I started the year with COVID, man. Yeah, that was a bit weird, but...
Someone I live with got it, and we got tested, and I was all right.
Yeah, I know that's
weird. It's mad,
though,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit mad. We share same kitchen, bathroom, all that sort of stuff, and didn't get it. But yeah, anyway, fuck COVID. I don't even really know what to talk about. Get the ball rolling. So obviously, we've done a bit of digging on you and done some research on you.
Yeah,
the idea of this interview is just to get to know you, so you can put yourself out there. You know, any new music, talk about the past, all that sort of thing. So. I really want to talk about the old RJ.
Yeah, man.
For one, the short hair. Where did the hair come from, bro?
What, the new hair?
Yeah, because on the things, you used to be like faded up. There's even a clip at the start of Manchester Grime, is it?
Yeah.
Where you're getting faded up in the barbers and that.
Yeah.
So
that's like from 2012, man.
So you've grown your hair since 2012?
Nah, I grew it in probably 2018. 2019 maybe. Nah, 2018 I think I grew it.
Yeah. Do you cut it on now, or do you just trim it?
I've had it cut like once in the last 2 years.
Mine's gonna be looking like that with these barbers the whole thing soon, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so obviously we've done a bit of digging and that. You can see that you existed on the internet. Because if you don't exist on the internet, you don't exist, innit?
Yeah.
It's the way it is. So obviously we've done a bit of digging, and I can see music from like 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a big gap to like 2017, 18, I think. Where did you go, bro?
Yeah. So I started really, I was writing lyrics from like 13, 14. Back then, I wasn't listening to no UK music. So I had like a Panasonic Walkman. Get me? I'd be putting on like Westwood mixtapes or something. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just listening to old hip hop records. And sometimes, bro, I'd literally be playing back the intro just to make a beat, do you know what I mean?
Making your own beat.
Like rapping lyrics, but obviously they weren't good. And can we swear on this?
Yeah, say whatever you want, bro.
They weren't good. And obviously it was a bit Americanized, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Was you saying y'all and that?
Yeah.
Y'all better watch out.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of that. I can't fully remember, but they were bait anyway. Then basically, bro, I recorded my first track at like 15 at some guy's house in Sale where I live. On like a handheld mic, like awful quality.
Just as
it was at the time, innit? And to the CD, when he burnt the track, he put a Sidewinder mix on it. And this is the first time I'd heard like this grime. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
This is like 05.
You know what
I'm saying? So it had obviously been around a few years, but it hadn't come to me yet.
So that was your like introduction to
rhyme. And I was just listening to it, just obsessed with it, bro. Ghetto Coyote Rhythm was on there, Kano was spraying over Ghetto Coyote Rhythm. And I was just like, rah, what is this? Do you know what I mean? And so I started writing quicker lyrics, do you know what I mean? Didn't have a clue about 140 BPM and all that. I was just like,
trying to keep up.
These beats are quicker, I'll write quicker lyrics, and that's how it come in that. And then just active from there, bro, 16, 17, 18, 19, making music and that. So them clips that you're talking about there from like 08. Oh, wait, and I'd be about 18.
Yeah, I was going to say you look young.
About 17, 18 there, but I still did it for a couple of years more, so into like my early 20s, about 21, 22. Now, you won't find any of them. They're not on there. Them videos aren't on YouTube anymore, but...
What tracks? Because I found some tracks, you know, where...
There's tracks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some of them that you found.
Yeah.
I know you've done your
game. because obviously, so. I'm going to read, like, five tracks that I found from circa 08, 09.
Yeah.
I found Look What You've Done.
Yeah.
Can't Get My Head Around This.
Yeah, right. That's
In good. The Moment.
Yeah.
And then these two were the ones that I was like, yo, these are actually like, not that to say that the others weren't, I was like, yeah. But you obviously can see the progression through the music.
Yeah.
But them two, these next two, Peng
yeah,
and
yeah,
La
yeah.
La La.
Yeah.
Bangers. Yeah, I was like, right, and the picture, yeah, is you like fucking number one all over.
One,
you got like the Claire's accessory here, and you got like rosary beads, and I'm like, just looking at that picture, even though I didn't know you then, it took me back because I'm thinking that's got to be like.
I was in Zanti that picture as well.
Yeah, I was thinking that's got to be like 08 times, and then obviously looked at the video and it, I think it was about 08, 09. Speaking on the videos, obviously. I think you mentioned it on your Insta as well recently about Shire Studio. I think it was yesterday or the day before with your camera guy. What's his name again? Sorry.
James Colleen.
The YouTube that I found was like J Dot or something like that. So I think it was him.
One of his early ones.
So it only had like 9 videos, but it was all in the studio. So one of the videos I found, what I wanted to talk to you about was 2000. It was like 13 years ago, 2008. And it's literally you in that studio. You just sat on the end of the bed. And for the first, it's 10 minutes long, and for about 7 or 8 minutes of the video, you're just absolutely barring. But the bits where you're not springing, you're talking about an album, Rags to Riches Volume 1.
Mixtape, sorry.
Saying it's coming out, blah, blah, blah. The one thing that blew my mind, bro, when I watched that video, you're like, get at me for this, like doing all the promo, and you go, it's only £4. And I'm like, fucking hell, like, remember when mixtapes were like £4 or £5, tenors and that, and now, like, if you walk by like a deluxe album, it's like fucking £20 or something, mad. But yeah, I see it and I thought, so I wanted to ask you about Rags to Riches Volume 1. What, like, is that still in existence, or is it in the archives, and can we get a copy for the HQ or what?
So that was my first mixtape, it was 20 tracks. All recorded there. So my man James, my boy in it, so I call him Jim, do you know what I mean? But to everyone else, like James Colleen, that's what he is on Insta and that. He's obviously a high level DOP today, so like a cinematographer, do you know what I mean? And he works with some big brands, but he started out just in a loft like this, in his mum's house with a little studio set up, do you know what I mean? And we was just in there banging out tracks, and he got a camera, so then it was like, right, let's video a few bits, do you know what I mean? And that's how that come about. And he obviously got more into the video stuff, and now he's like flying with it, you know. Best in money, in my opinion, you know. There's a few other guys who are good quality, but what you got to remember, like some of the stuff we're putting out, it's not got no big budget behind it.
And it
looks how it does, do you know what I'm saying? But so we made Rags to Riches, obviously over. Back then you weren't recording over exclusive instrumentals.
Just like,
he's getting them off LimeWire, do you know what I mean? Like, you're just getting them however you could get them. So
LimeWire days. Shout out to LimeWire.
There's one copy, bro, that's under my bed at home, which was like the demo copy.
It's not even got the
front cover on it. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just a blank with a writing Rags to Riches. So potentially there could be, there is something I could probably pass, I could burn it, but
because the thing, what we're trying to create here as well, just for all anyone who's going to come on, any old music from that era, bring it. We'll copy it, give it your back, whatever. Because that's what we grew up on. If I didn't listen to that type of music, I probably wouldn't be doing this now.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
It's like a passion for it. Like, you're into something for so long.
It
becomes a passion, innit?
No, what's mad as well, we was shooting the artwork for my album the other week. And found a load of old fucking vinyls and that,
but
a few old CDs as well, and one of them was just like instrumentals of a performance that I'd done back then. Well, some of the instrumentals on there was from that thingy,
right? Okay.
But my boy thought they were tracks, and he was like, I'm taking that, I'm listening to it on the way home. But it was just like PA mixes,
right?
I mean? So it's got like the chorus in there low and that, I was proud of that project.
You can tell by the passion in that video that you're seeing it, that you are.
These times here, I supported Akala.
Well,
played it. Having me free in it.
That's what I was going to ask. That same video that I'm talking about, that's 10 minutes. There's a part in it, like I say, where you're talking about the album.
Yeah.
And then there's one where you say, you're performing with Shifty on March. This is in, like, the video was uploaded Jan 2008. And you say, I think you're talking about Dry Bar March 20 summer, I'm performing with Shifty, make sure you get there, blah, blah, blah. And then you mentioned the Akala thing as well. Now, obviously, with the timeline, 2008, 2009 was when Shifty had his accident. So did you ever actually do that performance, or was it before or prior
to the accident, or the Dry Bar one?
I think it was Dry Bar. I might be getting my wires crossed.
I can't remember, but Akala performed at Paolo was touring, yeah, with his It's Not a Rumour tour.
Yeah.
And that was at Academy 3. And don't even know how this come about, bro, but I ended up doing a few little shows for the one of the promoters who worked on that, yeah. At places like Dry Bar and that.
Yeah.
My man was like, yo, I've got a Carly, you know, like, you can support him. And, bro, how it worked back then, yeah, you had to sell tickets.
If you could
sell enough tickets.
Well, that's what you say in the thing. Yeah. You say, shout me for your tickets.
If you could sell enough tickets, they'd put you on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what it was is, like, you'd have to sell 20, 30 tickets. And then any that you sell after that, you get a cut. Right. Do you know what I mean? But you have to sell a certain number first where you don't get nothing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Matt, really, we was getting done over.
Yeah,
but we was kids. Like, we was young. Like,
but looking back, though, at the experience of performing the alongside perform the car.
That, like, it wasn't about money. It's still not about money. It's about the love of it. But certainly back then, bro, it was just like...
Nah, I hear that because what we do, we don't make no money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We do this as like a hobby and a passion on the side. So,
But Shifty and that performed on there. I got them on that.
On the Akala?
Yeah, because obviously they were the biggest people in Manchester, you know what I mean? And I was chilling a little bit with Shifty through someone I chilled with was sort of like stepbrothers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like through other family. I was rolling with him for a bit, man. He still hits me up now and again. I still chat to him now and again. And that was probably before the accident.
Yeah.
That show.
Yeah, that's what I was, because on the video, obviously there's no other video going, oh yeah, I done the performance on Saturday. So I didn't know if you'd actually.
Yeah, all that happened.
Do you know what I mean? Obviously I knew you would have done the Akala thing, but if you're mentioning Shifty as well, I didn't know if you would have actually, which is actually sick that you've actually performed.
Yeah.
Like alongside Shifty or like on the same thing as Shifty. Because obviously.
We did a few.
Well, that's the thing. Not many people can say that. Yeah. So that's obviously a big thing. Do you know what I mean?
The Getz one, where Getz turned up late, that was all our orchestrating.
Yeah.
We orchestrated that.
Yeah,
We put that on. Do you know what I mean? But most of the mixtapes that I sold was at them events. Yeah. After I got off stage, just have a man bag full of him. Do you know what I mean? And most of them that I sold was at places like that.
Yeah. So Rags to Riches, you sold quite a few then.
So I printed about 100. Sold 100.
Yeah, man, that's it. That's big. That's big.
Well, probably about 90. Probably give a few out.
A couple here and there. Yeah, I hear that. So obviously you're mainly a grime artist.
Primarily, he's mainly grime.
Started in grime. And
still love it.
Yeah. I'm the same, bro. So for me, I want to know, like, you mentioned before how, like, you found the Sidewinder thing on the mix that your friend had done and stuff. So who was, like, obviously that's how you come into contact with grime, but who was, like, your inspirations? Obviously, the thing is, it's a bit of a weird question because you've already done music before you found grime. But you've sort of transitioned. So what made you want to transition over?
Yeah,
to...
I mean, I wrote lyrics, but a lot of them, as I say, I wasn't even writing to the beat, bro. I was making beats in the head. You know what I mean? And, like, I just liked putting words together.
And then
I realized I learned how to rhyme them, and then you learn how to rhyme multis and that. You know what I mean? And it all sort of comes together, and that was it for me, bro. Like, I just love doing that. But yeah, inspiration wise, like, Kano has always been one of my favorite artists in it. Wretch, definitely.
Yeah.
And Getz, really. Like, them three, probably the three people who... I still listen to them now, but not that I necessarily listen to them the most now, but they're three artists that have been always there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People that always go back to their work and that. But I was inspired by Manny, bro. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was around the Manny scene. You get me? So there was Shifty. There was Wrigley back then. There was Hypes. He was... cold back then, you know what I mean?
Bro, Hypes is still cold.
I have to big up Dino because Dino and Menace, Bad Full Stop, was, I think, the first Manchester mixtape that I actually went and bought. You know, like, I went to town and found it.
Bought it,
and I didn't even know them then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, me and Dino are cool now, but man. And like, Dino had a track called Life Part 2.
Yeah.
I've still got that mixtape in my car now. Do you know what I mean, bro? Like, still listen to it now and again.
Who's that? Menace and Dino, yeah.
Dino and Menace.
Shout them to that, man. Both still killing it now as well.
Two top guys, man.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, yeah, probably them two really was my biggest money inspiration other than Shifty. Because
I was going to say that.
You can't not have Shifty in there.
I was going to say, if anyone speaks about money back in that era and don't mention Shifty, they're chatting shit, aren't they, basically?
Shifty was the guy, bro.
I feel like, when you ask people this question, I've watched other interviews where other people have been asked this question and things like that, and people always say shifty. And then below that, it's a mixture of the people you've just said.
Yeah.
You know, your Wrigley's, your
Dinos,
Menace. Like, so
they all interchange, and that, shift is
permanent. And who falls underneath shifty is all down to personal preference.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like, who you prefer.
Definitely.
Like, me, I think Menace is hard. Menace is one of my favourite money artists. Like, the stuff he's dropped this year as well, still.
His EP the other day with Sange.
Yeah.
Belting.
Nuts.
Belting.
Start to finish, skips.
Cold.
No skips. Hashtag no skips, Menace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chop this up. You can have it for your Insta.
It's cold.
So, yeah, so obviously we've just touched on the next bit, really. Like, Manny Grime. So, obviously, we're speaking about, like, the past. Who are you feeling in Manny now, nowadays? Like, who is there anyone in particular? Obviously, I know you're part of Medication.
Medication.
With, let me try and get this right. I've been trying to remember this. D. Jordan. Yeah. Yourself.
Yeah.
JSD.
Yeah.
Primo.
Yeah.
And Dino.
Yeah.
Is Dino part of it?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm only asking.
Dino was the first.
Right.
Yeah, Dino was with Jay before anyone else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The only reason I'm asking, I'm not trying to stir no shit or nothing like that, is because on the Medication Instagram, all your ads are in the bio and you can click on all of them except Dino's. So I don't know if it's just the way
he did delete Instagram for a
bit. Oh, right. That's maybe why.
He did delete Instagram for a bit. But yeah, like, D and Jay are brothers, innit? Like,
Dino and Jay are brothers,
like, they're tight in it. But Dino, obviously, recently hasn't been putting stuff out on Medication. He's been doing his own thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, with the Warm, is it Warm TV?
So he done the series of What You're Telling Me, in it.
Yeah, What You're Telling Me, that's it.
Yeah, so he's done a few things with them. I think he's in a few little circles, you know what I mean? He's Dino in it. Like, he does everything himself, do you know what I mean? So, like, he don't need anyone anyway, do you know what I mean?
He does it,
he can do it all himself very fucking well.
Now, because I looked at that, the collective of Medication, I'm like, fucking hell, that's like 1 5-a-side team. If you needed a team of people to pull up bar.
Medication is a family in it, so that's what I'm saying. So, like, even though, Dino hasn't put stuff out on it recently of his recent releases, like, it's the family in it.
It's
all there anyway. It's a family and it's a label, but what you've got to understand about the label side is that until one of us or somebody is bringing enough income into that for it to be worked as a label where it invests in its artists, we're all just sort of individuals collectively, but we all support each other's stuff, you know,
and help each other out where you can.
And bro, say I made 100 bags off a tune, Half of that is Medication's.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Half of that's the labels. And then obviously the label's got some money. And I know and believe that Jay would, because he's obviously the head of it.
Yeah.
I believe that if that happened, he would then invest that money in the people. And it might be the person who's brought the money to the table. Say it's Prima.
Yeah.
It might be more sensible, first of all, to invest that back in her.
Yeah.
And not in anyone else, because she's
makes
the one
sense. Yeah,
bringing
makes
the
sense.
Bread in, do you know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
I know Jay would do that, and that's like where we're at with that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But until then, we're all just sort of doing our own thing, but we're a family.
I love that, because I see it and it's nice to see things that happen. I personally feel people in Manny should work together more often, even if it is in a sense of how you guys are running it over there, where you're not all throwing money at each other and all blah, 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 but you're supporting each other and it works.
And now I come to being that is just organic, bro. Like, just I met Jay through D. Jordan. He's my boy in it.
Yeah.
His birthday meal, me and Jay are sat across the table from each other having a steak and that. And I know who Jay is. I know who JSD is.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like I'm Manny Grimes. I know who
everyone's famous out here, isn't it?
And that, like Virus. Come on, bro. The first people to do it, really, or one of.
Yeah.
Someone shouts out, "Yo, my man can spit," you know.
Tells Jay this about you.
Me and him are just having a chat, and I'm like, I've not really done it for a bit. Like, I was still writing, bro. Even that because we not really got to that inactive bit yet, have we? But that inactive period, I was still writing. I just wasn't making music.
Right, okay. Me.
And Jay was just like, "Yo, I've got a studio there, bro. If you ever want to get in.
Yeah.
I said, I might take you up on it. Do you know what I mean? And that summer, just hit him up and we made
growing pains. What year was this?
2017. And we made Growing Pains, bro. Got there, 3-hour session, made the beat, laid the bar. I'd had the bars for a few years.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
laid the bars down.
Is that the one where you stood with the, is it the yellow background?
Yeah, and it's like side on.
Yeah.
So we didn't come out first, but that was our first track ever made together.
I was gonna say again, visuals hard.
Yeah, hard. Jay Colleen again, man. Yeah. But yeah, and Jay was just like, yo, we went, yo, if you want to work here, you know, like,
yeah,
I want you here, do you know what I'm saying? And then, yeah, man, I booked another 10 sessions after that, and the rest is history, bro. We're, what, three, four years in now.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Love that. So, yeah, so who do you listen to in Manny then?
Because
obviously, a lot of people might not listen to Manchester music.
Yeah.
I pretty much listen to about 80% Manchester
yeah,
music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I have a little 20% break when I need, when I need a break from the Arkids and the Mannies and all that.
Yeah.
So who do you listen to in Manchester?
So obviously I listen to the Medication Lot.
Yeah.
Sly and Caius.
Sly the Kid
and Caius, two of my favourite artists, bro. Like first and foremost, I am a fan of theirs. Yeah. And I've done a tune. Obviously there's a tune out with Caius. Me and Sly have done a tune. It's not come out yet, but it will. Do you know what I mean?
Grime tune. Jeez.
And we're going to do more. Like, we're all going to do more. Like, as I say, I've been pretty busy, which we'll get to last year or so with what I'm doing. But once that's out, I'm looking to do more with other people. But I'm a fan of theirs too. And by me reaching out to them and just being a fan of theirs, we built a relationship on that.
Now
we're friends in it. Do you know what I'm saying? There's Gilly and Dwayne of 1-6 Wave.
Both
the
hard
whole
1-6
Wave and bro, like, they're fam anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're my people.
I was going to say, is D Wayne's in the cover of Gym Talk that has come out?
Yeah. And like, you can't really see Gilly. Gilly's sort of behind me. So's Gilly. Like, he's got a big,
he's got a big
cameo in the video, though. Do you know what I'm saying? He's in the tone in the video. But yeah, they come through for that scene. And we shot the artwork at that scene. But
yeah,
they're fam. But what I love about them, bro, because I knew Gilly and I knew Dwayne. Me and Dwayne crossed paths a lot back in the day, but we just like didn't really like know each other like that. But we
knew each other.
But I knew Gilly through one of my mates. He's a bit younger than me, innit? But always carried himself well, man. And then his people and that, bro, when they was putting shows on, I just was going to their shows like, yo, these guys are just a group of man, yeah? Who are all friends,
yeah,
who are just all supporting each other. They've got a battle,
Freddie Whiskey done a thing with him recently where he filmed it on a roof, hard.
And then there's Tom who does the guitars and they're all so different. They're all individuals, bro.
They're a collective.
They're not people. I'm not saying they're not people you put together, because if you chill with them, they are. They're all on the same level, but they're all into completely different things.
Yeah.
And they all just love each other and support each other, man. And for me, seeing that, I was like, that's sick. That is special.
Yeah.
That's
something
that a lot of people don't have. You don't have that level of support within their own people. Do you know what I mean? A lot of people, it's hard to get that, bro.
I
saw that and I was like, yeah, that's special. And then, yeah, man, they've shown me more love than some of my people. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I've performed, all of them turn up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've never actually met Gilly or Dwayne, but I've seen them at Sneaked's album launch for Kaleidoscope.
Yeah.
A couple of years, I think about two, 3 years ago now. I've seen them there, and I was managing an artist at the time, and the artist had been speaking to Dwayne.
Yeah.
So them, they had a bit of a conversation, and I sort of said hello, and then I just left them to it and went to the bar sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I've not really met them yet, but they're both big fans of both of them. They both make sick.
He's another artist, Sleeps. I listen to Sleeps.
Sleeps.
I like Sleeps.
Bro.
Sleeps is obviously a fan as well, bro. Like, his cousin Rome is my boy, do you know what I mean? So I know him through that.
Yeah, I know Rome. I used to play football with Rome.
Yeah,
my
captain from
Old Trafford.
Good footballer, innit?
Skipper.
Yeah, he's good
footballer. He's nuts. His footballing brain is
next
level.
Yo, you know what? I went to watch him once play through his uni, and after it, I'd never seen him play before, and after it, I was like, now, bro, you know what? Yeah. Like, commanded the field.
Yeah,
you know,
skipper,
saying?
Bro. There's no other word for Romy other than skipper.
Captain.
Play football with Romy. So I actually clocked him in the video for, is it Energy?
Yeah, he was in Energy.
I know, bro, I've done that much. I just couldn't remember.
I'm not
a
fan of that tune anymore, but yeah.
I know.
I made that. That was my first tune I put out in it, coming back. And I made that having in my head, I was listening to what was popping at the time in UK music, and I tried to make something like that.
You know what?
It's not me.
When I was looking,
the tune's done well. The tune did really well.
Was it on GRM? GRM, wasn't it?
Put it on GRM, but that's not why it did well. It did because it come out on Spotify months before the video come out on GRM, yeah? And it did amazing on Spotify. I don't know why. It's like an anomaly, bro. Like, because none of my other stuff took off the way that one did.
Well, I was in bed watching your, going through your catalogue on YouTube and finding the stuff we was talking about earlier, I could find. And I come across Energy. And obviously, I'm in bed. I've listened to Air Max. I've listened to Bars. I've listened to Jim, the new one.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff, Jim Talk, sorry. And then I put Energy on.
Yeah.
And my missus is like, she's not reacted to the grind. She's not into grind and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And does her head in.
Yeah.
Especially with me as a boyfriend, blasting it constantly.
Nah, it's for a different
with the Energy. And I thought to her, because Energy come on, and I'll tell the truth, but it's not really my vibe.
Yeah. It's
I get it. And I respect it and I understand it. And the video's cold.
Yeah, of course.
As always. Yeah. But I just thought, it's not really for me. But then my missus was like feeling it. And I think sometimes you have to do that.
I made it to sound like what was popping.
Yeah. You know also shows your versatility as well, that you can do that.
But I learned from that as well in that that's not why I make music. Don't make music to cater for what I think is going to do well.
Make music for you.
Make music for me. Like the stuff I make now is the stuff I listen to. Do you know what I mean? It's like just like the stuff that I listen to. But I had to learn that lesson as well. And really, bro, I maybe shouldn't have put that one on GRM. Maybe not. Maybe I should have. Maybe I shouldn't. I learned a lesson in that as well. Yeah. Like, why am I gonna pay these platforms big dog? Yeah, when they're not gonna push it.
Yeah,
putting it on their channel don't mean shit. No. It can work in two ways. Yeah, you can blow off it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a handful of people have done that. Yeah, and amazing. Like fair play to them, and it's amazing for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But how many haven't? Do you know what I mean? And how many are throwing pee at them every time? And if they're just throwing it on their channel, they're putting about 20 videos a day up.
Yeah.
Within an hour, yours is gone. Yours is gone, mate. Yeah. And like, I just feel like if they're not pushing it on the socials, it's not worth the dough. Do you know what I mean? Which is why I'm doing mine on Black Cloud TV and we're building it up. Because as someone said to me recently, you know, like, oh, but Black Cloud TV is not really like, got the ratings off other artists. So I was like, yeah, but it's our thing.
Yeah,
it's not about that. Yeah. I don't care if another artist and if put his thing
if
on
you
there,
don't rate it. Thing. If you don't rate your own thing, who's gonna rate it?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
that's where I started, and it just felt right. Like that's where we're going back to. You know what I mean? And now if you go on Black Cloud TV, everything recently is me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's like James will put other people on there if they want to be on there. Do you know what I mean? But like,
there's some cold stuff in there. I was looking through it on Black Cloud TV the other day, and it was like freestyles from like years ago many artists that are
pros,
popping.
Pros is one. Pros is what got him signed.
There's a freestyle of Sleeps. Sleeps has literally got like no hair, and you think Sleeps has got like long hair, and now it's got no hair, and he looks younger. So he looks about 10. He's probably about 15 or something, maybe. I don't know, but he looks really young, and he's just spraying, like shelling it for about like a 3-4 minute freestyle.
But what you got to think as well, bro, that was the era we come up in, where you just shell bars.
Yeah.
Nowadays, bro, find me a new artist, who's not reading from his phone and is doing freestyles.
Or doing the pre-recorded artist thing.
But we came from that era of like, all you did when you got about is spit. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And if you spat the same bars as last week, you was a muppet.
You had
to have fresh bars. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, bro, I've never spat in my life. I'm not an artist. I'm not musical. But back in them days, I used to, believe me, I wrote lyrics. Bro.
Yeah.
I had old maths books. Yeah. I used to nick from school and put Shifty on and try and like, but like, what I used to do is why I never spat bars around, was I would like listen to a track and I would edit the bars slightly.
And then
I'm just sounding like my man. So that's why it wasn't for me.
How you learn as well. Like I used to, when you're seeing them old tracks there's one called Demolition, where I literally remix when Getz sent for P Money on All Black Winter.
Yeah.
I literally remix Getz's flow over that same beat, but with my own bars. Like that to me is like a challenge.
Yeah.
Like, can I write in the same pattern this guy's wrote, but with my own lyrics? You know what I mean? Like, so you learn that. You learn by doing that as well.
Yeah, that's like sick though. Like challenging yourself and giving yourself little tasks like that. That's good. So obviously, we spoke about like who you listen to in Manny, and obviously you've mentioned you've got tunes, you've got a tune with Slider Kid.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you've worked with other people that is already out. Is there anyone that you haven't worked with or that you don't necessarily know that you think, me and him would make a banger, or me and her would make a banger, or me and him would make a banger?
From Manny?
From Manny. obviously excluding your lot, the medication lot. Stumped him.
Yeah, you have. You have.
Like, would it be Grime?
No one's coming to mind.
No one. Do you not think, like, do you look at, like, because I know a lot of guys, like, artists would look at, like, female singers and stuff and think, oh, I could maybe do something there or things like that. Is that anything that ever interests you?
Yeah, it is. The tune's got to be right, but for me as well, like, the energy's got to be there in the studio. Like, yeah, Prima features on a few of my things and she's laid vocals on a few things. Even if she's not, like, done a verse or the hook, she's
backing laid vocals or whatever. Vocals
But that's just because she's been at the studio at the time. I mean, obviously she's cold anyway. Yeah, there's been a few times when I've been like, yo, we need to get P on this, do you know what I mean?
But
like, a lot of the time she's been there and it's just right, the energy's there, do you know
what
I mean?
So
I think for that to happen, yeah, there is people, and I can't really think of any names off the top of my head, but what I would love to do is just have like a collaborative studio session where there's three or four people in there, do you know what I mean? And not everyone might make that track, but everyone will bring something to the track. If you look at Slow Tyre's album that came out yesterday, bro, if you go on Genius, and you look at the credits, the writing and production credits, there's a bag of them with writing credits on each thing, Now, all they might have done, Slow Tyre's probably wrote all his bars, but one of them might have gone, fucking, you know what? Take that four bar there, and do that first and do the other four bar last. They've probably got a writing credit just for doing something like that. Do you know what I mean? They've not necessarily helped him pen the lyrics, but like constructing things together is a good way of doing it. I recorded a track the other day with been working with a guy called Silverback as well.
Silverback, Manny guy.
Manny guy, bro. Like, he used to spit back in the day. There'll be an old Black Cloud CV of him. But he's got some music coming out. He works with Kill Miami. James and Kill Miami and Silverback are close in it. So I went to a studio session with them.
Silverback, what was his name back in the day?
I think it was Energy.
NRG, innit?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, he's on there, man. Nate.
And his brother Kill Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they went my school, innit? I used to go Presswich for a couple of years.
Year seven, eight, and nine.
And Kill Miami was in my year.
Right.
And then I've obviously left that school in year nine, moved down south, like to Old Trafford and all that.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And then obviously I've hearing Kill Miami. And one day I seen like an article on him. Well, let me read. Come on in. I'm like, right, I went to school with him. That is mad.
He's in the game. You know what I mean? He does it as a career. But I've been done a couple of chats with him. I was with him last night. But the other week was in the studio. They had a track, they were working on it, sounding good. So, do you want a verse? Yeah, so I just penned a 16 rapid, got in, done it. But my boy James was like, you know what? Take that four bar that you finish with, spit that eight the other way around. Do you know what I mean? So it's just little things like that. So there is other people I'd like to work with, but I can't just name them off the top of my head. But I'd love to get in a studio.
I hear that. That's a good answer. That.
Rather than make a track and think, I'll get them on it. You know what I mean?
It's not organic, is it?
Nah.
I feel that. So obviously moving on to your music, like what is your favourite release of yours? Going back to the Shire days, the Rags to Riches Volume 1, up to now, Gym Talk, like what's your favourite release? Single or project, if it is the Rags to Riches project?
Do you know what, bro? It's probably Gym Talk now.
Yeah.
But
is that because it's fresh?
I'm going to say that because it's fresh,
yeah.
If I have to think of the piece of work that I love the most, bro, it's Be Yourself, but not the EP. So that EP, when I said to Jay, yo, I want to book, after that one session, I want to book 10 sessions,
Yeah.
I met him, we went for a little coffee at a cafe or whatever, and I was like, yo, I want to make a body of work. Because I'm an album guy, me, bro. Like, I listen to albums or EPs or mixtapes, whatever. Like, if I'm driving in the car, I'd rather put someone's album on and then put a playlist on. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just the way I like to listen to music. I was like, I want to make a body of work. I'm thinking six tracks. And he was like, bro, let's just get in and work, Because we might make six. We might make 20 bangers. Let's just work and see what happens. And that was great advice. And it was a great way to do it. And out of that came quite a few singles. Bare tracks what haven't come out. Do you know what I mean? Fucking loads that were good, man. But just didn't feel right to put them out. And maybe they will in the future. But to be fair, we're at a different level now. But then came this Be Yourself EP, the six tracks. And that EP was me becoming more of an artist, doing a few singy things and that. I'd never really done that before, so it was me just sort of getting more experienced in just
stepping out,
being a recording artist, rather than just a bar. I'm a barsman, bro, and like, if you don't think, if you can't look at me and not think I'm a barsman, because I am, do you know what I mean? But but I love music as well, and I don't just listen to bars all the time. I listen to proper music, do you know what I mean? So that's where I wanted to go with it. But what I will say about that EP is every track other than the title track, Be Yourself, like, yous won't know what the track reference was for that track. So you won't know who inspired me to write that track, but other artists inspired me to write them tracks. And they all just sound a little bit too like
that said artist
rather than me. While it's Be Yourself, bro, was the first time I'd ever turned up to the studio, because I write and then I turn up and I'm like, yo, I've wrote to this sort of beat.
Yeah,
I want you to make something like
and
this.
And Jay will make
make something. Okay. Got a track reference, make something like it. My shit's already done. Do you know what I mean? I'm ready to go. Well, that was where I turned up and I went, you know what? I ain't got nothing. Let's just make something now.
Yeah.
Like, you start making the beat, I'll start writing. And that track come together in 2.5 hours, bro. In 2.5 hours, he made the beat. I wrote the bars, got in, recorded it, done. Obviously, a couple other sessions of mixing it to get it right. But done in 2.5 hours, And that was when I was like, yo, this is a good way to work as well, you know?
Yeah.
Both ways are good.
Yeah.
But this is a good way to work as well when the energy's there and the vibe's right. And that track for me and the video in fucking Hamburg.
I was going to say, is this the Germany one, isn't it?
Yeah, we flew to Hamburg.
It's not.
Just because we've seen a video that was shot there and we was like, yo, that looks sick. I rate we could go there and make the most of it. But we didn't have a clue, bro. We didn't know where we was going. You know what I mean? When we got there.
You speak German?
No, I'm not speak German. My missus can speak German.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When I went to Berlin with her, like, that was easy because she can speak German.
Yeah.
Bro, me and Jim went there. We ended up staying in the Turkish ghetto in Hamburg. We didn't know we'd booked the Turkish ghetto, Like, we was there, bro, and like, just kebab shops and Turkish coffee houses everywhere. And we're like, rah. Like, so who's not from Hamburg, man? And then, but literally, we just had to get on the train for like 2 stops.
Yeah,
and we was where we filmed most of the video. And yeah, man, like, for me, bro, the fact that we went to another country with nothing but just like
an idea
in a dream, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Filmed it, we stayed up till about 4 a.m. We had a flight home at 6.
You like, do overnighting?
Nah, we did 2 days. So the first day we got there, we just wrecked everywhere. So we just got about everywhere, took pictures.
Yeah.
And then we went out the next day, but we wanted to film at night because the album cover, the street lights.
Sorry to cut you off. The album cover was in the. Was that taken?
The album cover.
Is that where you by taking pictures?
We were just stood outside a bar or a pub, whatever, like a German pub, trying to work out what we were going to do next. And he just went, yo, let me take this picture of you. I drank the water, he took the picture. And then, he was like, yo, that's
sometimes that can happen.
Yeah, he was like, that's the EP cover because obviously I don't drink alcohol. For quite a few years now.
Yeah.
So the fact that I'm stood outside a pub drinking water, it was just like, be yourself. Do you know
Being
what I mean?
Yourself.
Like,
So,
man, like, yeah, that's probably my favourite word, man. Yeah. Like, every time I watch that, I just watch it and I think, that's sick.
Yeah.
Didn't do the best.
Because you done...
didn't have the best reaction, but yeah, man.
It's a solid piece of work. Yeah. But when you was there, you done another freestyle as well, didn't you? Is there another?
Yeah, one take.
I couldn't think of the name.
So basically, that was because, as I say, we worked out, right, we need to shoot at night. This video, the track, it's just like, bro, while Jay made that beat, it's like a jungly drum and bass, but to a grime tempo.
Yeah.
And I'm spitting at 140, but I'm spitting calm. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm not like going in. It's like dead fucking, obviously, like, it's like a reflective thing. And, we knew that for the vibe for that video, it needed to be nighttime. And obviously in Reeperbahn, which is like the red light district, there's just pure lights. Do you know what I mean?
Like, so neon lights.
Because we didn't travel with a load of kit, because obviously we couldn't.
Yeah.
We were on a plane.
Yeah.
So we had to make use of the light that was there. But some of the spots we found in the day was sick. So where that 1-8 thing is with that big yellow thing, you know, I was just like, right, that looks sick. So Jim was like, yo, have you got any bars that you can just spray now? Yeah, off the cuff, just spray, and we'll do that. So I said, yeah. So we put the 1-8 beat on, spat them bars, And then when we got back to Manny, I got in the booth and recorded that.
I've done it proper.
Yeah, so the audio was good, yeah?
Yeah.
And I recorded the first one, and then Jim sent me the video. I'm watching the video, I'm listening to it in the studio, and I went, nah, I've gone in too much here, I need to go back in. Because when I was doing it there, I knew that I had to do it all in one take.
Yeah.
So I was saving my breath a bit as well. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, when you're going hard, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and you have the availability to stop it and whatever in the studio.
So I was like, nah, I need to go back in and do it again. Did it again and got it right. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Bit of a backwards way of doing things, that, but it worked.
It worked for you, though, innit? So, yeah, so going on to what you just said, that you don't drink alcohol and you've not drunk alcohol for a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, we follow you on Instagram. You seem to have quite a healthy lifestyle, bro. Is that something that you take serious and that you...
Yeah.
Because I do see the odd cheeky burgerism every so often.
I'm a foodie, innit?
Bro, like, don't let me judge that. So I eat shit. My diet is disgusting.
I'm a foodie, but health. Like, throughout the week, bro, I'm mainly eating. Other than if I'm at the studio, bro, we're in town, innit?
Because I've seen some where you put, like... Because I see your food that you put on, and I know... And you do your running, you put your running, your maps up on your story. Yeah, yeah. So we see it. And obviously, that's why I've noted it down. You lead, compared to most artists, and especially to myself, you lead a healthy lifestyle. Yeah. So, obviously, with that being said, like, how is that... Does that affect you? Because I know... What I'm trying to say is I know a lot of people, like, will go studio. Like, I've been studio myself with other people and blah blah, and they were like, you won't go studio unless he's got a drink and a couple spliffs. One man might need two spliffs before he goes to chill him out, or some man just go in there and just normal. But like, does it affect you, and have you, like, what made you stop, like, drinking? Because obviously I gather you have had a drink of alcohol in your life, so what made you stop wanting to drink?
I've not drunk for 5.5 years.
Fucking hell, man, congratulations, bro, that's big. Nice, that one.
But yeah, man, reason being, like, it was ruining my life. Do you know what I mean? I was drinking too much, I was partying a lot. I was very unhappy.
Yeah.
That coincides with no music for years. Do you know what I mean? Like, just wrapped up in that lifestyle. Used to live a bit of a mad life, really. And something had to change, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the first step. The first step was getting sober, you know what I'm saying? And cutting that out of my life. And I had to not cut people off, because the people who was my friends then are still my friends today. There's obviously some acquaintances and stuff, but
that's
life anyway, innit? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. People fall off as you go along. But I just had to stop. I just had to distance myself from a few people for a while. So when I was around them, I didn't feel influenced. Not that I'm not an impressionable person, bro. I've always been my own man.
Yeah.
Like, I've never done anything because other people did it. Do you know what I mean? But when you've lived a bit of a mad, chaotic lifestyle, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's not good.
Yeah.
And I'd done it. I'm glad I did it as well. Like, some of it was fun. Some of it was mint. But it ended pretty shit. Do you know what I mean? And for me to be able to be around, not even be around that, but be around those people again without sort of just being reminded that, you know what I mean? Because chaos and darkness and that, bro, it's a bit appealing to me.
Yeah.
But it ruins me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the first thing I had to do is get sober. I got sober. And it was 2 years before I come back to music. Do you know what I mean? Because for a while, bro, I couldn't write lyrics about my old self. Because
you were in that space.
I'd go back into it, bro. And I'd sit in it for too long while as now. Like, the new stuff I've got coming out, bro, it's been the first time I can actually go in and write like I'm there. So I'm not saying, it used to be like this. I'm writing like I'm there. Yeah. You know, I'm writing like I'm...
Because you're living
like I'm
8 life,
years man. Old. I'm writing like I'm 16 years old. You know what I mean? But I've been able to go in, sit in it, be creative, make it come out, and then be okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's took years, bro.
I was going to say that would have took a while. Took a while too.
Well, yeah, I always trained, man. Even in my mad years, I was doing Thai and that, which I know you want to get into a bit of that as well. I was doing Thai boxing and that.
Yeah.
But I've always trained, and it's always been something that I train for my mind, innit. I don't train to look a certain way. I train in a way performance based. I want to be better at what I'm doing.
Yeah, because I see when you do your runs, sometimes you're like, not had a good one today.
That's what gets me to where I am as well, bro. Like, I believe in this life. Like, obviously, there's a huge thing about being kind to yourself, and that, of course, bro, you have to be kind to yourself in terms of, like, a lot of people are struggling at the moment, innit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to have a mindset where you're not putting yourself down all the time. But I also need a mindset where I'm hard on myself, because if I'm not hard on myself, I won't get where I need to be.
Nah, I can relate to that. I'm very much like that myself. I set myself deadlines and imaginary targets.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
with this today, yeah, like we'd spoke, you know, in on the DMs, and yeah, you give me two dates.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like, one was this week and yeah, one was next week. Yeah. And I'm like, it's this week.
This week. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm like, I work 9-5, me.
Yeah.
9 till 5:30, working from home at the minute because of COVID. Yeah. I live 10 minutes from here. So I'm literally logging out of one laptop, packing up this one, walking down here and coming in here and grafting in here. Do you know what I mean? Because you set yourself, so I know what it's that imaginary deadline, because it's imaginary because it's made by yourself. You put that pressure on yourself. No one's saying, yo, RJ, I want an EP by two months time.
But if you want the best for yourself,
you've
got to have a level of expectation for yourself, innit? Yeah. And if you don't meet that, there has to be somewhere where you say, you need to do better.
Yeah, what am
I doing?
You
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I had years of not meeting that, bro. I had years of getting pissed and partying and like just squandering my potential.
Is this the absence? Is this what's going on in between like 2009 to 17? Is that the absence?
A range of things. But that was
the main thing.
Prominent in it. Yeah. And just in general, how I was living. Like I was living in a way that most rappers rap about today. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a fucking credit to yourself, then, bro.
I've learned, and this the benefit of being a little bit older. You know, I'm 31. I've learned that all that stuff brings you nothing but pain and misery. Do you know what I mean? And how I feel, and if I'm doing good stuff, I feel good. If I'm doing bad stuff, I feel bad. Do you know what I'm saying? But for a long time, I was lost in that badness because it just becomes the norm. You know what I mean? That life becomes normal. But yeah, today, obviously, completely different. And training for me is definitely something that keeps my mind focused.
Yeah.
And obviously, you get all the physical benefits as well. I love running. I love doing a bit of cardio. COVID sort of has knocked my fitness a little bit. So that's why you see me a bit more angry and a bit more pissed off because I just know I should be better, but is what it is. I was ill for a bit. And yeah, strength training, bro. I love lifting weights in the gym. Obviously, it's a bit peak at the moment, so I don't look like I looked a month ago. You know what I'm saying?
But
food wise, bro, I'm of the belief of like enjoy yourself as well. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most of the week I eat well. I only really drink water. Don't see me drinking fizzy drinks and stuff like that.
I've been sipping a Red Bull, a Boost on this episode. But other than that, all I drink is water. And obviously when I'm having a beer or whatever, but normally for me, it's just water. Yeah. I'm the same, bro. But I look at your stories and I see sometimes you're doing all these healthy meals and
you cook yourself,
which I know I was going to get onto that as well. Cause I see, mate, I'm walking around for tea sometimes. Is your plate going?
Bro, I'm not even a presentation guy either, man. Like, it tastes better than it looks. You know what I'm saying?
So I see it. But then like with your stories and stuff, I see you like the other week it was, you put something up and it made me laugh because I thought, I'm the complete switch around, I'm the opposite. So you'd put like, I think it was KFC. You're like, I had a KFC
on my way
home from the studio and man was beating himself up about this KFC.
I went for a run, bro, and I felt heavy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I was just like, but do you know what it was, bro? My taste come back from having COVID.
Right.
So I just went in that way. I was tasting everything again and I was like, yo, this tastes peng, man. I want more of it. Do you know what I mean?
Because I was reading that tweet. I think it was a tweet or a story and I thought, I'm the other way around. I'm like, if I have a healthy meal, I'm like, fucking hell, I should have had a burger. I'm still hungry.
Nah, I like a burger, man. That burgerism the other day.
Bro, bang. Yo, burgerism, if you want a sponsor, man, shout me. Your orange branding goes with our wall. You get me? Shout me, because I buy from there all the time. It's banging, bro.
Bang. That was the first time.
Plug them, man.
I'd had it, yeah.
Yeah, banging, it's Leng, bro. I get it quite often.
But when we're at the studio, I'm at the studio once every 2 weeks, innit?
Yeah,
I'd be there more if I had more money. Do you know what I mean?
That's another thing as well. Being an independent artist, a lot of people don't understand that. Like studio, it can be between 20 to beyond like however much per hour.
Yeah.
So
I pay a bit more than that.
Yeah,
but I pay for production as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then obviously I was going to say on top of that, you got your mix and mastering, and it's expensive, man. It's very, very expensive.
Yeah,
so
I'm doing it all self-funded, and I work. Do you know what I mean? I'm a working man. I'm not out here doing mad things for doll, you know what I mean?
So that's just brought me on to the next point, actually. So, RJ, are you a PE teacher?
I am, yeah.
Because, because this is when I was doing my digging on you, I'm looking at your videos,
kids.
And I'm going and going in the comments, and going in the comments, and it's just like, yes, sir, it's me from such a... I'm not going to say what I've seen in the comments, but it's like, oh, hey, Mr. RJ, it's me, blah, 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 from... such a school or other people like tagging the friends, like another YouTube account, tagging another YouTube account going, this is my PE teacher, like gassed, like, how's that for you? Because I know, like,
the reason a lot of my old videos aren't on YouTube anymore is for that reason.
Yeah.
Because they were inappropriate, let's say.
Yeah. It's all part of change, though, isn't it? And obviously, you said you've changed.
I've changed as a person. And I didn't want that stuff to affect my career. You know what I'm saying?
Makes sense.
But then I realized, like, as I say, two years in and off the drink and that, I realized, like, something's missing here, man. And it's music.
Yeah.
Music's what I love doing. And all I had to do was make that one tune with Jay. Yeah. And that was it. I was like, this is what I've needed to do. For, you know what I mean? Like, but I also needed to come away from it as well and just get myself right.
I feel sometimes with stuff that you're passionate about, and that's like you with your music and us that we do this, like the content creation and all that sort of stuff, I feel sometimes you need a break.
Yeah.
Because you're drowning in it. And if you're drowning, I don't care if you're drowning in £1 million or a gallon of water, you're drowning.
Yeah. You have to get your mind right.
Do you know
what
I mean? Yeah. And sometimes you might have to step away and actually miss it.
Yeah.
For that fire to be relit in your belly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So in this time, I mean, I always did coaching anyway. I always did coaching at the side. So I was working, going into bear schools, doing sessions and that. And then I got this job, as a PE teacher.
So how long have you been doing that?
I think I'm in about my seventh year.
Is it primary school? Yeah.
Primary, yeah. So yeah, it was an issue at first when I was coming back to doing music, because it was like, they don't really go, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being a rapper, fucking
music,
PE teacher, you know, because obviously as a teacher, you can't be out there on social media. Everything has to be private.
Yeah, my missus is a primary school teacher as well. So
you know, bro, and obviously you can't, that don't work well if you're trying to be an artist, getting your music out there.
Especially doing the genre and the type of music that you do.
I feel that my music today, even if I took, I do touch on the past and stuff like that, and I touch on other things, but it all comes from a place of growth.
Yeah.
And it all comes from a place of, even if that happened then and that was me then, this is me now. And for me personally, I don't think there's a better example to kids than that. Do you know
someone
what I mean?
who's
I work, I'm not going to say where I work, but I work in an area where kids will definitely be influenced by the wrong stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I believe I'm perfectly placed in that area as well. Do you know what I mean? And I'm very lucky, bro. And this is what I'm saying, why I know what I'm doing's right, because I'm very lucky that everything's just cool, bro.
Yeah.
My boss is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she don't ask questions about it, but she knows to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now I'm at a stage where, as you say, bro, all the kids, I tried to hide it from them, but bro, it's the internet, man.
Yeah, what
the kids do in this day and age, they watch YouTube, bro. Do you know what I mean? So if your stuff's out there, they're going to find it, and they all love it. And that's mint.
Did
he
talk
to him?
Did he mention it at school and things like that?
Say that again.
Do the kids like say,
I have boundaries in it, do you know what I'm saying? So obviously, some of the older ones and that, sometimes they might get a comment here and there, and I'll have a quick little 1 minute chat with them about it. But other than that, really, and that's just because they like when's your new stuff coming? Do you know what I mean?
Like the fans.
But there is a boundary of like, when I'm here, I'm your teacher. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's
to stay consistent. But yeah, man, like I'm blessed that I'm able to do that, because there's not a lot of people in the job that I do that probably would be able to do it. Obviously, if I was a builder or something, it wouldn't matter, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not, I'm a teacher, but you know, music's the goal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Music's my love. And that's another thing that I'm trying to put across in my music, like, yo, never stop doing what you love doing.
Why would
you stop for the sake of a career?
Yeah.
You would stop being who you are, do you know what I mean? And I did that for a while.
I've done that.
And it was a lost phase of mine, you know, and I found it, but I believe I've come back in the right way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm trying to put the right message across. Some of the new stuff I've got coming out, as I say, it's wrote from the perspective of I'm there and then, so it might sound mad, might sound like, right, he's doing that now, but I'm not. And if you listen to it as it's meant to be listened to, which is obviously a body of work, you'll get the journey, do you know what I mean? But yeah, man, like, be yourself in it. Do you know what I'm saying? This is who I am, bro. I'm a rapper. I know I was made to fucking put words together. Do you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be as good at it as I am.
Yeah.
Because loads of people can rap, and I'm not to sound big-headed, because I am, like, I'm not someone who believes I'm better than people. But loads of people can rap, but not everyone can do what I do.
Yeah.
There's a few of us who can do what I do. Do you know what I mean? Like, not everyone can do that the way we do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think it's sick, though, that you're a PE teacher, man.
Like, yeah.
Obviously, being a teacher is just a sick job to have anyway.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's fun, like, man. It's
so,
fun.
Obviously, you just got kids running around the fucking playground, the moment, chatting, with bars sponsored by RJ and that. So, yeah, so what do you do? Are you been doing Zoom teaching or...?
No, I work with a small group that are vulnerable children that are in and that. And key worker children.
Yeah, fair enough. That's cool, man. At least you're still working.
Yeah. Grateful, bro. Grateful to have a job and have an income. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So one thing that we've sort of skipped past that's on my list here was the Muay Thai. You sort of touched on it before.
Yeah.
So you train Muay Thai or do you still do it? Have you had fights?
I've had fights, yeah. I did it. I got into it at about 21, 22. Come back from uni. So I went to uni in Liverpool, come back, put on a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Partying and that, do you know what I mean? Got back in the gym, lifting weights. And then I seen my mate in there, Ryan, and a guy called Ash, who was like a known Thai boxer from my area.
Yeah.
Obviously retired now, but and he'd set up his own gym. So they was giving it in a changing room. They was like, when are you going to come down? I was like,
I'll come.
When you're doing it, it's like Tuesday, Thursday. It was like a Wednesday. I was like, I might come Thursday then. And my mate went, yeah, don't be a pussy though. Don't pussy out. And that was it. I was like, right, I'm coming.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean? Like, you know, and I went, bro, and I got levered, man. Yeah, like, by him. Oh, mate, he gave me one front kick to my stomach and I just crumbled. Yeah. But that was it, man. I went back the week after, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then within a few months, I was levering people, do you know what I mean? And he, like, I just got the hunger for it. It kept my mind right. And I was living mad then. That was my mad period, but that sort of kept me leveled. And then unfortunately, my coach got locked up for a period of time, quite a fair period of time. So the gym shut down. And that's when I went completely off the rails, because that was literally the only thing sort of
giving
me some discipline. Do you know what I mean? I was still drinking on a Friday, but I was up at Saturday morning and I was in the gym working it off. Do you know what I mean? I had a few fights in that time. In a short period of time, I had like 3 fights.
What's your record?
I lost one and won two.
Two and one.
Yeah, that's good. The one I lost to someone who know me, mate, where I went to school with him. That was a bit of a mad one, that. Like, my head just wasn't in it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was losing anyway, and literally, I just looked at him. I just looked at him, and I went, yo, nothing's coming to my head to do here, you know?
Like,
do you know what I mean?
Like, combos,
nothing's coming. But I was one of them, bro. I'd been drinking the week before.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But he wanted it more than that day. But but you know what's weird, bro? When I was, obviously, I'd only been doing it a few months and I was having fights, and everyone I was fighting had been doing it like 6 years minimum. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? One guy thought, he told me he'd been doing it 10 years. But yeah, man, that was just, I didn't go into it to fight. I went into it because I enjoyed the training. I wanted to get fit again. But when you're around that gym environment and everyone was on it, bro, it was a new gym.
Yeah.
So everyone had this hunger, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everyone's talking about fighting. So you just naturally
become
into that as
that
well.
Yeah.
So I still do now and again. You still see me that going to a boxing gym. I prefer boxing.
I was always
better with my hands anyway. But say that again.
You into MMA?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I'm not a massive spectator of sport, me, bro. Who's into sport and trains so much, I'm not a huge, like, I don't watch loads of stuff, but. I'm into MMA, I'm into boxing, but I only sort of watch the big things, you know what I mean? One of my boys is like the most into MMA guy you can possibly think of, bro.
Yeah.
Knows everything, and he's constantly like sending me videos.
Yeah.
So I talk to him a lot, so I am in the know a little bit. I still go and do a few bag circuits sometimes, 12 round circuits.
Yeah.
I wish I did more of it, bro, to be honest. Every time I do it, I think, I love this stuff, man. Why don't I do more of it? But you can't do everything in it. Do you know what I mean? And like when obviously I've got a job, I've been training in another career for the last 4 years anyway, for something when I'm a bit older, do music, I've got a missus.
What do you mean training for a future?
I'm training to be a counsellor.
Like a mental health counsellor?
Yeah.
So
you're specialising with young people.
So you want to go into that in like a few years' time?
So, yeah.
Yeah, man, that's
pretty
big, that, bro.
I'm probably about a month away from being qualified.
Yeah.
It took a bit longer because of the lockdown.
Because of COVID
and stuff. Because you have to do so many voluntary hours, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, I'd be doing that as well. I'm at a bit of a crossroads at the moment because obviously music's getting a bit better.
Yeah. Are you noticing a bit more of like engagement and reaction and since, following and that sort of thing?
But you know what, bro? Everything you're seeing now was planned from 2019.
Yeah.
Like this has been planned, bro. It was planned for 2020. It was planned from 2019 for 2020. Lockdowns and that prevented videos and stuff being done. But all it did, bro, is it gave us more time to get shit better. And that's what you're seeing now. Do you know what I mean? You're seeing the best stuff.
Well, you mentioned before you've got loads of tracks that you've not even brought out. I know of other artists that are the same.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, that's like, it's like training. It's like, you know when people say you got to do the 10,000 hours pro? Like when you say you got to be a pro footballer, you got to put 10,000 hours or whatever, a pro boxer, 10,000 hours. I feel like for you guys, musicians and artists and MCs and that, that's your 10,000 hours.
The
tracks that don't come out, 100%. The tracks that your mate plays in his car and someone else.
100%.
What's it?
And it's about experimenting, bro. There's bare stuff. As I say, like, yo, I'd never sang before. And then making that Be Yourself one, started singing, not singing, but you know what I mean? Just holding a few notes here and there, doing a few melodies and that. My album that's coming out, bro, there's a good bit of that on there and I'm well better at it now. Do you know what I mean? But you've got to do that stuff and work it out and that. But yeah, that 10,000 hours. Have you read Outliers? The book Outliers?
Nah.
That's where that concept, well, I think it comes from a few places, but that's one of the concepts. Yeah. Malcolm Gladwell, Outliers, yo. Like anyone wanting a good read that book, man. And that's all about how these 10,000 hours sort of come to elite level. If you put 10,000 hours into something, you'll become elite at it, no matter what it is. Do you know what I mean? A few other things as well, though. It's about how, like, being in the right place at the right time and all that as well. But
yeah, I'll have to check that one out, defo. But so moving on with your, you keep touching on the new music, and you've mentioned you've got a body of work coming.
Yeah.
Bit of singing on there and all sorts.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Plug your thing, bro. Like, let us know about
my debut album, bro. Homegrown, it's called. It's coming out.
Wait a sec. Is this an exclusive?
Hey.
Is this an exclusive announcement?
No one knows exclusives.
Come on.
No one knows this yet, other than my close people in it. So yeah, man. Debut album, Homegrown, coming out in March.
Yeah.
I have got a date, but things can always change, so I'm not gonna say the date just yet. But yeah, at March, man. I wanted it out in February. But there's things I wanted out before it, and that's what we're putting out now. Do you know what I mean? And so yeah, it'll probably be March. 13 tracks. My story, my journey,
mixture of every, like, with the singing, grind.
Yeah, my journey from birth.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? To now, and I cover everything in it, man. And it was a very, as I say, it was a therapeutic experience, man. Yeah. Writing it. And it didn't start as an album. It started as a little 4-track EP. And then I made like 6 or 7. And then I was listening to it with my boy. And he was like, yo, you've got more to tell here, you know? There's bits you've not said. Do you know what I mean? And then as soon as I thought of it as an album, because then when you're getting into them numbers, you're not an EP anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I started thinking of it as an album, bro, I wrote about 6 tracks in 2 weeks. Like, my writing went through the roof. Do you know what I mean? Like, and yeah, it just all come together, man. But it's been, I'd say the last 10 to 12 studio sessions I've done, 3 hours a pop. There's just been mixing that.
Okay.
I've not recorded anything new in a while because it's just been mixing that.
So your mixing process, do you go in and sit with Jay and do that? Yeah.
I'm hands on with everything, bro. All the videos, I'm hands on with everything we do.
Because I know artists that do that approach that you have, and I know artists that just go, you can mix and master this track and just send it off. And
I'm hands on with everything, but what I will say is, allow, like, a tip for anybody: allow people to do what they're good at.
Yeah,
Jay is better.
I was going to say
producing and engineering than me.
Yeah,
let him do his thing, but be there and have an input. Jimbo is better at directing music videos and having creative concepts than I will ever be. I'm still part of the process.
Yeah.
You've got to let him do his thing, do you know what I mean? And that's why me and him work well together, because I'm patient enough to wait for him to come.
And that probably stems off because you know what he's going to fucking come up with.
He's my day one, bro. Like, I know how talented he is, do you know what I mean? I only want to work with people who believe in my shit as much, if not more, than I do. Do you know what I mean? I don't believe in paying someone who doesn't really truly believe in what you do, because you will get a good result. There's people out there, you can pay you a mint at what they do, you won't get the best result, but they will give their best result to their people. Do you know what I mean? I'm very fortunate that I've got people who are talented
I was thinking when I was doing the research and stuff on you and looking, I was gonna say you're very, very lucky to have your boy. What's his name?
James.
James. Sorry, James.
I've called him about five different names, bro, in this, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but anyway, with James, like, you're lucky to have someone like that, because I don't think I know any other artist. I might be wrong, but off the top of my head, I don't know any artist that can go back and pull footage at the quality.
At the quality,
because anyone can find a Unity Radio rip or a video of someone on Market Street or whatever. Yeah. But you've got that quality, like, even though it was 2008, like, you put that clip from 2008 at the start of Manchester Grime.
Yeah.
And it looks like, right, this guy had a haircut 6 months ago and he's like, come back and do the video, do you know what I mean? Like, there's no dipping quality or I don't know what he's done. But, like, because obviously they would have been some sort of difference, but he's matched it. He's techie with it. Bro. Yeah.
That, if you look at Gin Talk, bro, he colour graded that himself, right?
Yeah.
The big guys you're thinking of, who are sick, they're sending their videos to colour houses in London and getting it coloured. Do you know what I mean? Mike did that himself, bro.
Yeah, that's hard.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's cold.
Insanely talented.
Yeah.
I'm forever in debt to him. Do you know what I mean? I hope one day I can pay him back in the way that he deserves to be paid back. And I believe I will be able to, do you know what I mean? But insanely indebted to him, but he believes in me as well. Do you know what I mean? And I believe in him. And man, we moved together in it.
I was gonna say, it sounds like you got a really, really good, like, strong working relationship there, man. Therefore. So I think we've covered pretty much everything here, you know, bro. I don't know if you've got anything that you wanna sort of go over. We touched on the new music coming in March.
Yeah.
The EP.
I've got something coming in about 10 days.
Yeah.
A little freestyle, live recorded freestyle. That sort of is like an intro to the album. It's not the intro of the album, but it's like
an introduction sort of thing.
And then the album's coming, and then we'll be rolling out visuals from that. So all I ask for the album is that just people take it in as it's intended to be listened to, which is from start to finish. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not a shuffle thing.
Nah, it's a journey, bro, and it deserves to be listened to in that way. A lot of, you know, it's been a couple of years in the making. Do you know what I mean?
And I
believe it's great music. There's two tracks on there that I honestly believe are world class. Like, put them next to anyone world class. Your Stormzy's, do you know what I mean? UK, obviously. Put them next to their music, and it stands up. Gas. You know what I'm saying? There's you know, I'm not gonna say the whole project. I believe the whole project is, but there's two tracks on there where I don't believe anyone could dispute that they're not that level. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Looking forward to that. We'll put all your links in your description for your Insta.
Yeah, man.
Or, like, what is your Insta? Is it RJ underscore MCR?
Yeah.
People who have underscore or .mcr, I get them confused all the time. I always do it wrong.
Yeah, it's one of them, innit? Like, I've got a bit of a mack of name in terms of, like, popularity. Like, there's loads of RJs.
When I was searching you, bro, RJ is a popular name in FIFA videos.
Is it? Yeah.
It's on YouTube, obviously, your music video. Four or five of your videos. Yeah. They're like two or three YouTuber guys that were doing FIFA free kicks.
On Spotify, bro, it's annoying, man. There's so many. And, like, if you're not typing in a track name, you might not find me straight away, which is annoying. But it just means I need to make a bit more noise. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, hopefully, I'll rise up. But it's my name, innit?
Yeah.
That's what I'm called, bro. Like, that's what I've been called.
You can't change that now.
My name's my name, man.
So, love for coming on.
No, thank you for
having me. We appreciate it. Obviously, go and run up Bars and go and run up Gin Talk, both in the THC mix on Apple and Spotify as well.
Yeah, big up for that as well, man. Always. I really appreciate it.
And obviously, when you drop the EP, we'll bank. What we do is now, this year, last year, I just used to drop one track off the EP into the playlist.
Yeah.
This year, now. Because I feel like if you're putting out a body of work, it deserves a bit more recognition. Yeah. You're putting that extra bit. So now if you drop an EP or an album, whatever, we bang two tracks in.
Yeah.
So when that comes, obviously, we'll put another two in there as well.
Sick.
I think it's pretty much a playlist run by you and Menace that at the minute.
Yeah.
A couple of them have dropped now as well. But at the start, I'm like, right, this looks like an RJ and Menace playlist. But
Mad.
Yo, again, big respect.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Really appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Good,
Done, yeah? Smart.